Imagine a world where your most valuable business asset isn't the next customer walking through your door, but the ones who already did. While most companies frantically chase new business, pouring resources into expensive acquisition campaigns, they're overlooking a gold mine sitting in their customer database. This is the central insight of Evergreen, where Noah Fleming reveals how truly successful businesses operate like ancient Douglas firs in Cathedral Grove, steadfast, resilient, and continuously growing without constantly shedding their leaves, customers. The traditional business model creates what Fleming calls a leaky bucket. Rather than patching the holes where customers are escaping, companies simply pour in more water, new customers. This approach isn't just inefficient, it's ultimately unsustainable. Consider Rachel Brown's small bakery that attracted 8,500 new customers overnight through a Groupon promotion. Instead of celebrating this windfall, Brown later called it the worst business decision I ever made. Swamped with orders, quality plummeted, existing customers were neglected, and the promotion wiped out nearly a year's profits. Why does this matter? Because existing customers typically spend 67% more than new ones, cost less to service, and provide invaluable word-of-mouth marketing. The path to sustainable growth isn't constantly chasing new faces, it's cultivating deeper relationships with the customers you already have. What makes some companies inspire fierce loyalty while others struggle? Fleming's 3 C's, character, community, and content, create the secret sauce that builds enduring customer relationships, like Apple's white earbuds creating a psychic handshake between strangers. Character is your brand personality, what customers think when they consider your business. Apple exemplifies this by focusing on why they exist, challenging the status quo with an identity that deeply resonates. Community satisfies our need for connection. CrossFit expanded from one gym to over 8,500 worldwide by fostering tight-knit communities. Their specialized vocabulary, WOD, AMRAP, Box, creates a shared language that unites members. Content is your entire customer experience. Uber revolutionized transportation not by changing the core service, but by transforming it into something seamless and emotionally engaging. When these elements align, customers become advocates who bring others into your orbit, creating sustainable growth through loyalty. Most companies present a polished Facebook you version than their true character. This superficial approach fails because customers crave genuine connections with authentic brands. Stories make businesses memorable. Even brief origin stories instantly evoke a company's identity, like two guys building computers in a garage brings Apple to mind. The most compelling stories center on characters with clear values and purpose. To build loyalty, companies must discover and articulate their authentic character. Zappos exemplifies this through videos where passionate employees showcase products while embodying their service-focused culture. Corporate mission statements often fail because they don't align with actions and aim to please rather than reflect truth. True character emerges through 5 steps: developing your origin story, defining your company's unique superhero powers, establishing your raison d'etre, creating a personality avatar, and imagining conversations between your corporate character and ideal customers. The most beloved brands aren't trying to please everyone. They're authentically themselves, attracting more loyal customers than generic appeal ever could. Building a customer community offers 5 key benefits: increased loyalty and profits, stronger organic referrals, better understanding of customer voice, peer-to-peer customer support, and enhanced customer-focused culture. While tribes exclude outsiders and emphasize member similarities, communities are inclusive, uniting people through shared goals while celebrating diversity. This distinction shapes strategic approaches. Harley-Davidson's 1980s turnaround illustrates community building's impact. Near bankruptcy, they realized customers sought more than motorcycles. They wanted community membership. By nurturing this through hog chapters, rallies, and merchandise, they transformed customers into advocates. Don't chase every new social platform when building communities. While social media matters, it's just one tool. Choose channels that align with your objectives, including traditional methods like direct mail or in-person events, if they better serve your community. Consider how viewing customers as potential community members rather than isolated buyers could transform your business and create deeper connections beyond transactions. The traditional 4 P's of marketing are obsolete. Organizations often err by treating their customer base as a homogeneous group, using average data and one-size-fits-all messaging, an approach that wastes resources and delivers poor results. The concept of an average customer is a myth. Every business has distinct customer segments that require tailored attention. Relying on a single database or universal customer lifetime value metric leads to ineffective marketing that resonates with no one. Creating customer archetypes involves developing detailed profiles based on both demographic and psychographic traits of real customers. This helps clarify both your target audience and current customer base. Effective marketing requires deep understanding of each archetype's daily life. What are their routines, fears, and motivations? Companies often forget that customers aren't focused on their business. They're thinking about everyday concerns like childcare, car maintenance, or health issues. By replacing generic broadcasts with targeted conversations that address specific customer segments' needs and language, marketing becomes more impactful and meaningful. Most loyalty programs fail by being purely transactional, offering a simple points-for-rewards exchange with no progression. Success requires creating a multi-level system where customers can continuously advance while building stronger emotional connections to your brand. Think of your loyalty program as a transparent high-rise with increasingly exclusive parties on each floor. When customers can see the premium experiences awaiting them at higher levels, they're motivated to advance beyond basic point collection. Drawing from Daniel Pink's motivation research, intrinsic rewards like status and recognition prove more powerful than external incentives like points or discounts. Simple gestures, such as personally welcoming new members in monthly webinars, often outperform complex reward schemes. Exclusivity drives engagement. One restaurant offers a members-only menu and charges $20 to join, including a welcome package with a $20 gift certificate. This approach attracts committed customers, with their second visit spending typically 70% higher than the first. Paid membership programs like Amazon Prime's model actually enhance loyalty by creating buy-in. Consider shifting from discount-based bribes to selling exclusive, valuable experiences that members genuinely want. In a business landscape fixated on the new, customers, markets, products, we've forgotten that sustainable growth comes from nurturing what we already have. The most successful businesses cultivate deep relationships with existing customers rather than constantly chasing new transactions. Your most valuable customers are already in your database. They know your brand and, with proper nurturing, could become your strongest advocates. Build an evergreen business, one that grows steadily through changing seasons and creates deep roots for sustained growth. Focus on authentic character, genuine community, and meaningful customer experiences. The choice is yours. Continue the exhausting cycle of customer churn or transform your business into something that endures, like ancient Douglas firs, standing tall through centuries of storms, growing stronger each year. Your customers are waiting. Will you give them a reason to stay?